Each week we like to catch up with someone from the Muswellbrook Shire Council. Today it is Mayor Martin Rush joining us in the studio. How are we, Martin?
I'm well and it's a beautiful day.
It is. Mates, voting essentially started yesterday for the by-election. I wanted to get your thoughts on how the campaign has been run from a, you know, a holistic point of view. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, look, I think when we heard that it wasn't going to be a cash splash, we all have thought, oh, no, that's no good. We want these people to be bringing their wallets.
I think they did to a degree anyway.
They certainly have. Yeah. And we're very pleased about some of those outcomes. We had Labor come out and announce the Singleton and Muswellbrook bypass arrangements, and then a week or so later we have the Nationals committing to it. So we have both the major parties now committing to those upgrades, particularly for us, the Coal Road interchange. So important for emergency services, so important for adaptively reusing Muswellbrook coal when it comes to close. We had Labor come out and announce the rest of Stage 2, what the government is calling Stage 3, for the Muswellbrook Hospital. And, of course, yesterday we have the announcement from the government there. The Cayuga Fire Brigade, a relatively small project in the context of those two, but nonetheless a brigade that was having to draw its own water, that had a dirt floor, no toilet, no amenity, pointed out again by Labor, and now we have the commitment also from the government for the upgrade of that brigade.
The Cayuga one, I'll just ask you there. That's, I was talking about it on the show yesterday. For 90 years, it was stated that they put up with the facilities that they had to do what they did to help out their local community. Now, because of essentially the ramifications of what Michael Johnson did and has been sacked for in his role, now there's $650,000 available. If it hadn't happened this way, does that mean they could be waiting another 90 years? Is this where we are these days when it comes to funding really important infrastructure?
Well, let's hope that it's not.
Yeah.
But let's enjoy it at least while we're the focus of the attention.
Well, okay, So we're the bell of the ball. Everyone's got their dance card for us.
Yeah. Look, I think it shouldn't obviously be the way these things work. These priorities should come because they're priorities, and nothing could be more important, frankly, than health and emergency services. It's a brigade which... it's a critical brigade in terms of the response of the Rural Fire Service in the Shire. We've wanted to do something for some time. Council's provided the land. Council's also obliged and very happy, of course, to provide 11.5% of the capital funding.
Yep.
So although 650 or 630 or whatever it was has been announced by the government, a chunk of that will be coming from the council, and we're obviously very happy to do that. It's something we've been lobbying for some time. It's great to see now both the major parties committing to it.
Do you think that there's much is going to change with the election so far? Have you got a feeling in the water about where we're heading towards for the 22nd of this month?
13 candidates. It's really hard to pick, what's going to happen. I think there is a lot of frustration that the Upper Hunter isn't getting its fair share. Mm. Clearly, the Upper Hunter does see, billions of dollars going to fund things in Sydney. And when you don't have half of Stage 2 constructed, like the surgical operating theatre connected to the surgical ward, got the ward, not the theatre.
Yeah.
I think that really upsets people. Things like the Cayuga Fire Brigade, things like, missing intersections on bypass that that other places would get.
Yes.
Do
you feel that there could easily be a backlash if that's the case? It's like we've finally been noticed. You've finally taken notice of us, but only because you need us right now.
I think there is a backlash, and I think we're going to see that on May 22.
Yep.
I think we're going to see that there is a splintering away from some of the, well, certainly the National Party, I think. Where that goes, it's hard to say. Certainly there are a lot of candidates out there pointing out just how big those royalties are and how little we seem to be getting in return.
They all seem to be making that point. Well, we will keep an eye on it all, and of course we'll catch up with you sometime before or just after the election. As always, Martin Rush, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me.